valuable things in life, the experiences, the moment.
All right, fans, here we go. Game one between the Argonauts from Notre Dame, Dana Moore University, and the Falcons from Seattle Pacific University. They are both in the house, both teams warming up. Just a few seconds to go until we tip it off. For Notre Dame, under head coach George Pais, assisted by Troy Johnson, Sal Rodriguez, and Matt Fleming. Number 10 is Tyler Fricke, a 6'6" junior out of San Diego. Number 11 is Aaron Millay. Aaron Millay, a 6'2" junior out of Campbell. 21 is Jeff Ford, a 6' junior out of Hayward. Number 32 is Marcus Hightower, a 6'7" sophomore out of Oakland. And number 50 is Nick Stormont, a 6'8" senior out of Turlock. And both teams will be playing tomorrow night as well, although the Penguins will be playing the Saints from St. Martin's tonight headlining affair at 7:30. This is currently 5:28 on the West Coast, fans. Seattle Pacific and Notre Dame's for Seattle Pacific. Number one is Chris Banchero, a 6'1" senior out of Seattle. Number 13 is Ryan Sweet, a 6'6" senior out of Port Orchard, Washington. Number 14 is Andy Poling, a 6'11" sophomore out of Portland. Number 20 is Jeff Downs, a 6'4" senior out of Kirkland, Washington. And number 32 is Jake Anderson, a 6'6" junior out of Burlington, Washington. We are live from the Conlin Center at Dominican University of California, about ready to tip off. Game one, Penguin Classic. You are listening live on December 17th, 2010, radio.dominican.edu. Stuart Orne with you. All right, so to just get the correction for Notre Dame, it's Tyler Frick and Aaron Mullet. Called them Fricky and Mullet. Couldn't have missed that by more. Here we go, fans. Tip-off time. And the Pacifics pick it up. Welcoming all the listeners up in the Pacific Northwest. Checking in on the Falcons live on radio.dominican.edu. Seattle Pacific off to the left side now. They work it down low. They get it into Poling with a shot on goal. Poling from 2 feet with a miss on the left side. Argonauts bring it back up. Jeff Ford, the 6-footer out of Hayward. He gets it off, and now it's stolen away. Seattle Pacific on the way. Pacific's Chris Banchero with a steal. He attempts to go coast to coast. He gets hammered underneath. 30 seconds in, no score. Foul is on Ford. Ford with one. Banchero to the line now. Banchero, the 6'1" senior out of Seattle. Southern end, off to our left. Banchero, cans the first one. Seattle Pacific on the board. 19:26 to go, fans. First game. Two games tonight, three tomorrow. Penguin Classic. Conlin Center, second one's good. Clock rolls. Notre Dame now on offense, bringing it up left to right across the timeline. Notre Dame out on the right wing. Tyler Fricks got it. He gets it down low. A lot of pressure. Stormont, he throws it away. Back into the hands of Ford, who goes three ball, no. Seattle Pacific with the rebound. Two zip Pacific. Driving in from the right side. No whistle. Shot on goal by Banchero is short. Off the glass, Notre Dame with a rebound. Just 1 minute into it now, fans. Notre Dame back on offense. Mullet's got it. He drills it around with the wheel, outside. Kickoff, no look. Over to Frick. Frick top of the key, thinking about it. A lot of pressure, Frick. He gets it off to Stormont, goes down low, throws it away. Pacific picks it up. Jake Anderson comes across the middle. He hands it off to Banchero. Banchero now calls out of the game, dribbling right-handed on the right wing. Over to Frick. Now they go to Downs. Downs goes three ball, left wing, no. In and out, two zip in favor of Seattle Pacific. Notre Dame now on offense. Ford has it top of the key, gives it away. Another unforced error into the hands of Banchero. He's stolen two now. Banchero, no look. He gets it off to Poling. Poling goes up. He's fouled on the way with a whistle. Here comes the referee. Aaron Mollett is first. The 6'2" junior picks one up out of Campbell. That's the second team foul committed by the Notre Dames. Falcons with no fouls. 18:04 to go. Andy Poling knocks down the first one, the 6'11" sophomore out of Portland. 3-0 Seattle on the way. Yes. First one rattled home, second one easily. 18 minutes to go, fans. In the first half, first game of the Penguin Classic. Tavani and the Penguin men will be in here at 7:30 tip-off. Now driving in the paint, left side, Tyler Frick. He gets in left-handed with the layup, good. 4-2 Seattle. Seattle Pacific now throwing around the outside of the key. Not a lot going on. 4-2, 17 and a half to go in the first half. 13 on the shot clock. They work it down low. They get it to Poling. He kicks back outside. Banchero on the way. Three ball short. Taken down by Stormont with another one. Stormont flips it off to his guy, Frick. Frick goes down the other end, ends up on the floor. He can't make the shot on goal. Banchero's got it. Now they go back down low to Poling. Short, but tip back in. By Ryan Sweet, pretty sweet play there out of Sweet. Sweet at 6'6" is dwarfed by the 6'11" Poling. Sweet looks like a little guy in there next to Poling. But after Poling missed it, Sweet was there for the finger roll and the put back, and that was good play. 6-2 in favor of Seattle. Seattle turns it around. Check it, that's on Marcus Hightower, his first. Third for the Argonauts. They give it away. Seattle's got it going back the other direction to our left. Seattle Pacific attacking the southern hoop here at the Conlon Center. Here's a jumper by Banchero in and out, rattling. Notre Dame with a rebound. Not very quick on the fast break. They finally get it off to Ford, who takes it down and fouled. First foul by Seattle tonight is called on Downs. Downs, a 6'4" senior, picks up the first team foul for the Falcons. And that puts Ford on the line. Jeff Ford, the 6-foot junior out of Hayward. He's on the way, and that's deep and back at him. Ford with a phantom practice shot. Now he gets the ball in hand. And it's on the way, and it is short, but it falls in. And now Seattle Pacific turns it around. Three ball way out on the right side. Quick transition. Downs knocks it down for three. And the Argonauts have called a timeout. You are listening to NC2A Basketball, Penguin Classic Radio. Dominican.edu.
Mike in the chest. He's like an English bulldog.
Hey, everybody. You are listening to The Hot Spot here with DJ Juice.
Dominican Radio covers all Penguin sports all the time, such as volleyball, softball, and the most popular basketball.
Fast break to Carrillo on the way. Carrillo with a nice layup, two ball.
Now, what's not to like about Dominican Radio?
This is a Biggie Bencomo production. And DU Radio is the good life. Like we always
do with. All right, fans, here we are back on radio.dominican.edu. 16:17 to go, 9-3 in favor of the Falcons from Seattle Pacific, playing against the Argonauts from Notre Dame, Dana Moore. Notre Dame, the arch rival of the Penguins. They will not meet the Penguins in this tournament. Tomorrow night, the Argonauts will play against. They'll be playing against the Saints from St. Martin's University. But tonight it'll be the Penguins against St. Martin's. And now another timeout has been called. And that gives us an opportunity to bring to you a little music by our very own
Who is it by? This is by our very own DJ Too Mellow, one of the fine DJs right here at Dominican University of California. Fans, the end of the timeout has come. 15:59 to go, 9-3 Seattle. Penguins and the Saints coming up at 7:30. For now, it's the Falcons and the Argonauts, Seattle Pacific, from our right to left, attacking the Southern Hoop here at the Conlon Center, Dominican University of California. They've got the ball. And Banchero gets it out on the left wing. He's able to find Anderson, Jake Anderson, the 6'6" junior. Now back out to Banchero, 18 on the shot. He drives in right side. Now he goes baseline. No look. Back outside. Anderson on the way. Three balls short. Everybody's going after it. Argonauts down with it. Hightower with the rebound. Out on the right side. They work it down low. It's snapped out of bounds by Andy Poling. Poling came running in there as the Notre Dames were trying to work it down low. Poling knocked it away. 15:27 when the clock stopped. 9-3 in favor of Seattle Pacific. Notre Dame got their hands full right now. Now on the inbound, Seattle Pacific's got it 2-on-2. Banchero with a layup easily, yes. Good play there on the steal by Ryan Sweet. Sweet got it on the inbounds, found Banchero in stride, and thwarted Notre Dame's efforts from right under the hoop. Now it's 11-3 with 15 to go in the first half. Big high dribble, not called though. On Mullet. On the way, three ball, no. Tipped out, Banchero with a rebound. He takes it. Banchero 2-on-1 on the way. Stripped away. All ball by Mullet. Mullet now finds the point guard. It's just back and forth as Ford had it for a second. He throws it away, and Banchero's going to slow things down. Shot clock resets, 14.5. Penguin men are in the house checking things out. Watching Seattle Pacific. They're going to be playing them tomorrow night. Puao's up on his feet. Seattle Pacific flinging it around now, working it outside, outside, soft side, on the way, left edge, three ball, no. Big three ball by Downs, couldn't go beyond the left elbow, way beyond it. Yeah, the left elbow plus 8 feet on that line, though. Not quite on the wing, deeper than that. Up and under, good play by Nick Stormont, the 6'8 senior, with the deuce and the foul. Foul's called against Pauling. 14:02 to go. And SPU is going to bring in Kellen Moll and David Downs. For the Argonauts, looks like number three, Josh Pettit's come in. Pettit's a 6'1" junior out of Fontana. On the line now is Stormont, and it's on the way, and it's in. And that's the first time the Argonauts have scored in a while. 14 to go in the first half, 11-4. Banchero brings it up. He goes no look, trying to alley-oop, and he overthrows everybody in the house. And the Seattle Pacific's coaches are mystified by Banchero's intentions, as are most of the fans. And Banchero just heaved it way over the top of everybody, so Argonauts get it. 13:42 to go. Now they go outside, some good ball control. Now they work it down low. Argonauts have the advantage. Stormont, now he goes back outside, three ball on the way. Very short by Mullet. The rebound by Sweet. Over to Banchero, now out on the right wing, two Downs. Left side, working it over to Scott Morse, a 6'7" sophomore. Morse goes back to Banchero. Now top of the key to Morse. Banchero with a foot fake. Morse, left edge. Now three ball in the left corner. No. Heaves it across the court to Banchero. He's got it, drives the lane. On the way, whistle. No bucket, but a bunch of whistles. 13:04 to go. Foul is called on Josh Pettit, the 6'1" junior. Falcons by five with 13:04 to go. Banchero on the line. He's on the way, and it's good. Banchero leading the team well. 55, Jeff Pyrol into the Argonaut lineup. Pyrol's re-entered now. Jeff Dorman in for the Falcons. Banchero on the way, and that's nothing but swish. Once again, Jeff Dorman. Jeff Dorman's back in there for the Falcons. As Banchero's going to take a breather, 13:04 to go. 13-6, fans, in the first half of the Penguin Classic. Night number one. Two-night affair here at Conlon Center, Dominican University of California. Broadcasting worldwide as usual. Off the glass with a jumper. Josh Pettit, no. Rebound by Jeff Pyrol. He flings one up there, but scissor legs. He had nothing on it. Now they work it down low. Seattle Pacific with a turnaround jumper. And Jake Anderson with the hook shot, he can't get it to go. However, Seattle Pacific picks it back up with 12.5 to go. Seattle by 7. 13-6, fans. Seattle Pacific resets as the shot clock does so. Downs has got it at the top of the key, goes over to the right wing. Uh-oh, now they get it back down inside. And a super play there to Kellen Mole. And Mole, who's a 6'8", is able to get some good hops, get a very close look, and pours it in. 15-6. And here's a floating jumper by Aaron Mollett. He gets the deuce and the whistle. Foul is called against the Falcons. Kellen Mole. Mole's first, but the fourth for the Falcons. That's a media timeout, and that is us. You are listening to NC2A basketball, Penguin style, on the radio home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu. Stuart Horn broadcasting worldwide as usual. And this broadcast is brought to you by the Communications Department, where our head coach is Melba Beals.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is DJ P-Yup from What Are You Talking About? And I'm going to tell you about DU Radio. Every week there are star-studded performances by student broadcasters on their radio show, such as Sports Night, What Are You Talking About?, and The Hotspot with DJ Juice.
Every time Big Baby made a play, I wanted to punch Mike in the chest.
He's like an English bulldog.
Hey, everybody, you are listening to The Hotspot here with DJ Juice.
Dominican Radio covers all Penguin sports all the time, such as volleyball, softball, and the most popular basketball.
Fast break to Carrillo on the way. Carrillo with a nice layup, two ball.
Now, what's not to like about Dominican Radio?
This is a Biggie Bencomo production. And DU Radio is the good life.
All right, thank you very much, DJ Piab. Shout out to you, Patrick Kayabian, Hunter Hornstein, Michael Wells, and the rest of the DU Radio squad. Stuart Horn, radio.dominican.edu, worldwide. On the line for the Argonauts is Aaron Mollett. It's on the way. It's very short. 15-8, Argonauts trail. 11:51 to go in the first half, fans. Seattle Pacific's got it, left edge. Now they wing it around to the right side. Back over to the left side, Morse. Now they flip it off to Mole. Mole down low. He sets up a screen. Kind of a fake screen. Mole's a big dude. He's able to screen two at once if he wants to. Back over to Downs. Downs with a foot fake. Downs, no look, kick out. Seattle Pacific had a clean look at it. Four on the shot. On the way, Mole, three ball, no, falling away. Saved by Seattle Pacific. Good rebound. Good move there by Anderson. Are they thinking about it? The good head fake. Jumper by Downs. He tries to get it down low to Anderson. And he does find Anderson, but with a foul. Foul's called on Pettit. Andy Pauling getting ready to come back in for Seattle Pacific. Penguins scheduled to go at 7:30 tonight. Ben Cherrill will come back in as Mole back to the bench. 11:08 to go. Score 16-8 as Seattle Pacific stretches it out as Downs knocks it in there. Downs back out now. Banchero back in. 11:08 to go, fans. Notre Dame's going to bring it up now. From our left to right, Pettit. He goes over to the right wing. 11 minutes exactly, fans. First half. Gets it off to Victor Lee. Lee with a no-look pass on the three ball on the way by Mollett's short. Taken down by Dorman. Dorman back to Banchero. Banchero down low. Able to find Pauling. A great assist there by Banchero. 19-8, Seattle Pacific can control of this one. Notre Dame again. Pettit, top of the key. Over to the right side. Pettit finds Mollett. Mollett, a lot of defense. Trouble. Now they get it back off to Lee. Lee on the way. Stripped away by Pauling. Back to Banchero. Brings it up right side. Bullet pass to Dorman. Dorman goes three ball. He missed it to the right from the left edge. 10-12 to go and a whistle. 19-8. Foul is called on Scott Morse, the 6'7" sophomore. Got a Cascade Christian High School. 19-8, fans. Josh Pettit now, top of the key. He goes between the legs, 10 minutes exactly, fans. Notre Dame's got it. They work it down low. Oh, boy, they get into trouble over there. That was in the hands of Jeff Pyrol. And everybody hits the deck and whistles and no bucket. Jake Anderson on his back, and he drew the whistle. Foul's called on Pettit. Six foul called against the Argonauts. Four committed by Seattle Pacific. 9:50 to go, fans, in the first half. Seattle Pacific in control, 19-8 over the Argonauts from Notre Dame, Dana Moore University. Tomorrow night it'll be the Penguins in Seattle Pacific. Seattle Pacific, a pretty big team. The exception of Banchero is just very quick. And Banchero, with the up and under, knocks one down from about 5 feet away as he drifted in the lane beautifully, 21-8. 9.5 to go. Right in front of us, Jake Anderson gets hammered by Jeff Ford. Anderson, though, draws the foul. He had not come set. Morris out and Sweet back in there now for the Falcons. 9:21 to go, fans. 21-8 in favor of Seattle Pacific. Going to bring somebody out to wipe everything up. After those guys hit the deck. That was the first foul committed by Anderson, the 6'6" junior out of Burlington. So Tyler Frick will bring it in, the 6'6" junior out of San Diego. Frick's right here by the broadcasting area. And he gets it into the right corner. 9:19 to go, the clock rolls, 33 seconds to go on the overhead. Driving the lane, left side, on the baseline, good. Dumping it in there pretty nicely by Frick. Coming up on 9 minutes, fans. 21-10 as Frick scores for the Argonauts. Left side, Anderson. Good head fake by Downs. Downs kick out on the way. Banchero, three ball, all alone, good. Banchero with a clean look. Banchero. Had a clean look at it, took it deep.
24-10 fans, 8:43 to go. Easy two ball, very softly by Stormont. Stormont all alone on the right side, hammers it down. Banchero now with a head fake. He picks up a screen. Good pass, a little spin on it. Gets it to bounce toward his guy. Banchero now, no look. Gets it back off. Two Downs, and Downs has it stolen away. Notre Dame's got it. They bring it up. Ford takes it himself. Blocked out. Victor Lee with a rebound. On the way, three ball, no. Notre Dame, Banchero with a rebound. He brings it across the insignia in the middle of the house. 8 minutes to go. 24-12, Seattle. 24 on the shot clock. Banchero's got it. Now he spins it back off. Now they get it back down low and whistles. Andy Poling accepts the ball, and a three-second violation is called. Against Seattle Pacific, you are listening to NC2A Basketball on the radio home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu, media timeout.
Volleyball, softball, and the most popular basketball.
Fast break to Carrillo on the way. Carrillo with a nice layup, two ball.
Now, what's not to like about Dominican Radio?
This is a Biggie Vancomo production. And DU Radio is the good life.
Like we always do with this time. I go for mine. I get the shine. Now throw your hands up in the sky.
Evacuate the building, please, everybody. We have something going on.
You are listening to radio.dominican.edu.
You are now locked on to Penguin Radio, home of the freshest DJs in the Bay Area.
I listen to Penguin Radio nonstop.
I love the variety Penguin Radio has to offer.
I listen to Penguin Radio everywhere I go, even on my iPhone.
Damn, they got the illest DJs coming out of your speakers. You feel me?
Keep it locked here on radio.dominican.edu, home of Penguin Radio. If you didn't know, well, now you know.
All right, fans, we are back. 7:48 to go. Penguin Classic, radio.dominican.edu. Stuart Horn with you on night number one, game number one of a five-game, two-day affair. 2 o'clock, the women will play tomorrow. 5:30. It'll be the Saints from St. Martin's against Notre Dame. And then at 7:30, it'll be Seattle Pacific and the Penguins. Tonight, it'll be the Saints and the Penguins at 7:30. So Tavani and the dudes will be out here. But for now, the Argonauts, Nick Stormont, the 6'8 senior, turns around with a nice jumper and pounds one home, 7:18 to go, 24-14 in favor of Seattle. Now a three ball, Pacific no, Notre Dame down with it. Uh-oh, three on one, and it's going to be an easy play for the Argos as Frick pounds one down after a good assist. Three on one there, and Frick had it all the way. A very cool customer is Frick, 24-16. With 6:55 to go. Seattle Pacific's got it now off to our left.
My left, I should say. There is no hour tonight.
Jumper now goes off by Scott Morse. No, Notre Dame with the rebound. They work it back down very quickly in transition. Slow things down. Now they work it down low. Good footwork. Now they heave it into the corner right side. Driving the lane is Jeff Ford. He gets it to go. Ford off the glass. Ford. Good play there by Ford. And a timeout has been called by Seattle Pacific. So we'll take a quick timeout. You're listening to NC2A Basketball on radio.dominican.edu.
DominicanAthletics.com. You can also listen to Penguin Action live via your smartphone or online at radio.dominican.edu. Thank you, and go Penguins.
Bumped up right side, helped across, and that's it! Swingle with the block, Josh! Swingle puts it away! And the Penguins with their first conference victory!
Reach the eye.
All right, fans, here we go. 6:26 to go in the first half of this one. radio.dominican.edu. Back on the air worldwide from Mumbai to Dubai, from San Fran to Japan, from the Yukon to the Euphrates, broadcasting to all corners of the universe and beyond. It is radio.dominican.edu. Here we go, 6:08 to go. Seattle Pacific works it around the outside of the wheel. Now a long three ball from the left corner. Now Seattle down with it. Three ball. Oh, man. That's Banchero for another one, and he hits two in a row. Banchero's the hot hand all of a sudden, smallest guy on the team, or at least the smallest guy on the floor. And he's hit two threes in a row. A SWAT move. Played against Jeff Ford. And Ford got the shot off but couldn't get it to fall. 5:40 to go, fans. Seattle Pacific on the move. Now they can't get it to fall. Notre Dame rebounds. Stormont. He hands it off. Ford. Left corner. Thinking about it. Stormont with a foot fake. Stormont. Head fake. No look on the way. Whistle and a deuce. Speaking of Stormont, it is storming outside. Pouring outside. 57 degrees in San Rafael. Two inches of rain expected by tomorrow morning. In here inside the Conlon Center, though, very comfortable. Our athletics director, the great Terry Toomey, and our SID is Brandon Davis. 5:27 to go, 27-20 in favor of Seattle Pacific. Hightower back in there for the Notre Dames. 5:27 to go. Penguins scheduled to tip off at 7:30 tonight against the Saints from St. Martin's. On the way, and the three-point attempt by Stormont is no good. It's very short. Ugly short by Stormont's standards. I mean, anything that doesn't go in is ugly by Stormont's standards, but that was real short, put it that way. Banchero on the way with a runner in the lane, short. Oh, man, Banchero is 6 feet, went up against Stormont, 8 inches taller. Stormont jumped up. Notre Dame in transition very quickly. A great play by Aaron Mullett. He'll go to the line, so Notre Dame making it up here with these three-point attempts. The last one by Stormont. Well, he only scored two of the three. Now Mullett will get a chance to do it. 5:04 to go. 27-22. Notre Dame creeping back. On the way, Mullett. Backspin good. 5:04 clock rolls. First half, fans. Clock resets. Banchero. He hands it into the corner. They get it back off to Downs. Downs in there at 6'2". Banchero, the 6'1"er. SPU has Mole back in there. Mole down low, filling it up pretty well. Mole with another 50 pounds would be frightening. Mole now with a soft jumper, drifting. Mole 29-23 for two, 4:35. Mole's a pretty good shooter, and he's a big dude, and he's 50 pounds away from scaring everybody to death in the conference. Let's see here. Mole is a sophomore, so he's got a ways to go. He's got a few meals to eat before that senior campaign. And Mole's not a little guy either. Mole down there mixing things up. He's in at 220. I don't know if 270, that might be too much. Banchero, three ball straight away. On the way, missed it. Left side. Pretty close after hitting two big threes. Then he missed the runner 4 minutes. 29-23. Notre Dame's got it. Notre Dame's hanging tough. 3:50 now. Notre Dame's got it. Left wing, top of the key. Now back over, right side. Working in the corner. Frick. Frick back over to Ford. Ford with a jumper, no. Marcus Hightower, though, with a putback after Ford missed it. 3.5 to go, fans. 29-25. Seattle Pacific slipping a little bit after gigantic beginning, Seattle. Penguins are in the house watching this game very closely. Turnaround jumper up and under. Boy, great play by the Falcons. Ryan Sweet, the 6'6" senior. That was a senior play. He broke in under the hoop and then went on the up and under. Totally fooled the defense. 3 minutes to go, fans. 31-25. In favor of the Falcons from Seattle Pacific University, Ford. Calls out the play, hangs it over to the right side. Gets it off to Frick. Frick now top of the key, thinks about it. Gets it back over to Hightower. Hightower, no. Left wing, three ball on the way. Soft jumper short by Frick. But somehow Argonauts come up with it. Stormont with the jumper. Falcons rebound, Mole, but a foul. Foul is called against Morse. Morse is a 6'7" sophomore, and a timeout has been called by the Falcons. You're listening to NC2A basketball on radio.dominican.edu.
College, communicate.
That's EDU.
Formerly being undeclared, I know what it's like to be uncertain. Once I declared communications, my college experience became more clear and I felt as if I was beginning a fantastic journey. This major allows you to write, speak, and even have a universally broadcasted radio show. Multiple routes can be taken with communications. So if you're feeling indecisive, take it from me, DJ T-Baby, and declare communications as a major. Communication is the key to success in saying what you need to say.
Say what you need to say. Say what you need to say. Say what you need to say. Say what you need to say. Say what you need to say. Say what you need to say.
Are you looking to be a part of something bigger than yourself? Surrounded by competitive people thriving off success? Becoming part of a family that has your back every step of the way? Then Dominican University of California has a place for you. Join an athletic team today and be a part of an ongoing tradition that doesn't die.
Success.
Because being good just isn't good enough.
I like that. Being good just isn't good enough. Thank you, DJ Dom, the catcher on Bob Herman's Penguins softball team for the 2011 campaign. Dominique Perry behind the plate. And that was her on the microphone. 2:40 to go in the first half, 31-25. Radio.dominican.edu, Mullet on the line. Aaron Mullet, the 6'2" junior out of Campbell, down by San Jose, makes the first one. 31-26 in favor of Seattle. Penguins taking on St. Martin's tonight. In the nightcap, second one goes down. Mullet for two. Clock rolls, 2:39. Here we go, fans. 4-point differential now. It's a real game. Seattle was way ahead there for a while. Seemed like they were going to walk away with this thing, and the Argos have really battled back. Good play by the Argonauts. Good foot fake there by Mole. Mole drives it in on the right side after the head fake. Oh, brother, stripped away by Hightower, and Hightower with an all-ball rejection. And that one left the building, or just about. Almost ended up in the parking lot. 218, Hightower. Hightower jumped up and swatted that thing away like it was a swarm of flies. Uh-oh, trouble. Seattle now, loose ball. Hightower picks it up. After the Argonauts forced it out of the hands of David Downs. 2 minutes to go, fans, in the first half. 2 minutes, 31-27. 4-point game. Argonauts have got it now after the great steal. Stealing it away from Downs. Notre Dame driving it in. Uh-oh, high dribble by Stormman. He can't get it to fall. He sort of muffed it on the way. A buck 45 to go. Now a no-look pass, three ball on the way by Seattle. Jeff Downs hammers one from the right wing, and that's good. 34-27, and that quiets down the Notre Dame bench. Uh-oh, now it gets away from Ford with the up and under, whistles way before the shot goes off. Foul is called against Downs. Ford will go to the line now. Ford did make the bucket that he went after, but it was well after the foul. Not during the play, 1:29 to go on the line. Is Ford, and he makes the first one. Ford in there, a six-footer. He's in at 190 pounds, it says. Ford, the junior out of Hayward. Didn't look any 190. Might have been at the start of the season. Ford's pretty fit. This one rattles around and stays out. Taken down, rebound by Anderson. Anderson in there at 6'6". He's a thin guy. He plays much bigger than that. He gets it off the right side, sets up the screen. And Kellen Moe gets it, but he's fouled. And a timeout's been called by Seattle. Just as Seattle's getting ready to send in Modu Niang. And Modu Niang will be coming in for Seattle Pacific after the timeout. 1:18 to go, radio.dominican.edu.
In 2010, the Dominican men's and women's soccer programs ended the season on the wrong foot.
with disappointing losses to PacWest rival Notre Dame Dannemora. In 2011, the Penguins, led by leading goal scorer junior Juliana G. Bradsburg and senior Pedro Guevara, looked to score early and score often throughout the 2011 season. Soccer director Jonathan Delano is excited about the upcoming spring season and also looking forward to the maturing of returning players in the 2011 season.
Groundbreaking on the Field of Dreams is hoped to start the spring 2011 semester and be completed midway through the fall 2011 season. Come cheer your Penguins to victory at the new stadium in Thor's Meadows.
Go Penguins!
I am.
I am.
I am.
And I am. I am ready for more basketball. 118 to go, fans. 34-28 in favor of the Falcons from Seattle Pacific University. Stuart Horn on radio.dominican.edu. Seattle Pacific playing against Notre Dame Dannemora University. The Argonauts out of Belmont, one of the arch rivals of the Penguins. However, the Penguins will not be facing the Argonauts in this tournament, the Penguin Classic. December 17th, 2010. Thank you for joining us, fans, worldwide on radio.dominican.edu. Ford brings it up now, just in front of the broadcasting area. He drifts off to the left side. He goes top of the key. Three ball on the way. Argos in and out. Oh, brother. Modu Niang got in the way of that one. He didn't get the rebound, but he did break things up. Jake Anderson with the rebound. Modu Niang, he's out on the right wing. He has not touched the ball. Now he has. He's got it. 55 is Ang. Now they work it back outside to Downs. Three ball deep. Modu Niang. Knocks it out of bounds. He actually put the hands up and let it go as if it was on one of the off of one of the other players. But it was off of Modu Niang. Now Niang is a 6'10" junior out of Richard Toll, Senegal. 6'10" or at 240 pounds, fans. 30 seconds to go in the first half. Modu Niang, he's in there. He's got braces on both knees. Very thin lower legs, big upper body is Niang. High tower, he goes top of the key. Now they get it to the line. Uh-oh, trouble. Slapped away by Down. 16 seconds to go, fans. 34-28. Notre Dame's got the ball. They drive it in Ford. Ford on the way against Niang. Up, air ball. Ford gets his own rebound. Back up against Niang. No! Everybody, loose ball. Modu Niang takes it down with 3 seconds. Two, Downs on the way. Half court. One, Downs on the way. Oh, he missed it left. David Downs had a shot at it as he drifted in from the top of the key. 34-28 in favor of Seattle Pacific. That's the end of the first half, fans. Please stay with us through halftime. I'll be back in about 10 minutes with the stats, the scores from the first half. You are listening to NC2A Basketball on the radio home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu.
DJ T-Baby, and declare communications as a major.
So with 15:55 to go, 41-36. In the second half, fans, you are listening to NC2A Basketball. Dominican Classic right here at the Conlon Center, Dominican University of California. Tomorrow night, it'll be Notre Dame, Dannemora versus St. Martin's. Tonight, though, Dominican versus St. Martin's. That'll be at 7:30, tip-off. Currently 6:30 on the good old west coast of the USA, San Rafael, California. So at 5:30 tomorrow night, Notre Dame and St. Martin's, and then the Penguins in Seattle Pacific. So if you're in the area, you might want to come on down. The PacWest has released a schedule for the Penguins. All of these games that I'm about to mention, women at 5:30, men at 7:30. January 20th, Dixie will be in town. 22nd, Grand Canyon. Thursday, Hawaii Hilo. Let's see, Thursday, that's the 27th of January. 29th, Hawaii Pacific. February 5th will be Notre Dame. Those are the upcoming games for the Penguins at home and the upcoming broadcasts on Penguin Radio. Worldwide on radio.dominican.edu. Mullet on the line now. 41-36 with 15:55 to go. This one's very short, Mullet. Been pretty good this game. So far, Mullet's been tough, but this one was short and left as he toes the line on the way. Backspin, good. 41-37 now. Argonauts trail, 15-53, as Downs gets ready to re-enter the game. Left side now. Banchero's got it. He goes top of the key. Now they flip it around. Now down low. Oh, Banchero. Now they find Pollock down low. Pollock goes back up left-handed. Good. Good play there by Pollock just to fight for it. 15 and a half to go. Seattle's are up by six. 43-37. Three ball on the way. By the Argonauts, Tyler Frick. And that one goes. And for Seattle Pacific, Downs will come out as Downs. Check it. Downs back in as Jeff Downs leaves. We've got Jeff Downs, a starter tonight. He's a senior. And David Downs, the 6'2" freshman. Not related. Let's see. I'm not sure if they're related or not. They both went to Bellevue Christian, but it says they hail from different cities. So I'm not sure. Three ball by Seattle on the way. Banchero, no. Banchero's back up. Ford on the way. No whistle. Puau's up on his feet. He wants a whistle. He doesn't get it. 43-40. 14:50 to go. Seattle Pacific now brings it in. After there was a brief timeout, the referees wanted to ensure that the score was correct up on the board. 14:40 to go in the second half. Game number one, Penguin Classic. Top of the key, Banchero. He goes left side to Morse. Morse back down into the corner. Left side to Sweet. Back down low, Pulling. On the way, turn around. Hook, no. Well, there's a big sky hook there. Pulling, he's been on it tonight, but he missed this one. Three ball on the way. Banchero works it back outside to Downs. Now Banchero's got it. Three on two, no look. He gets it to the right side to Sweet, who draws a whistle, no bucket, 14-12. This one's called on Hightower, and that's his third. Sweet on the line now, and on the way. Sweet 13, that's good. 14-12 to go. The senior Jeff Downs at 6'4", he's back in there now for Seattle. Back on the line, Sweet, good. No, deep. Tipped out, Poling's got it. Called it too early. Well, it looked good, but spit right back at him. Poling came down with it, but then it was stripped away by the Argos. 14:04 to go. Out there on the wing. Now Ford. High dribble. Flips it out to the left side. Frick's got it. Frick drifts around. Soft side. Throws it away. Frick flips it out of bounds. 44-40, and Puau's the big cheerleader now. 13:48 to go, fans. Second half. Penguins coming up at 7:30. Downs has got it at the top of the key. Over to Banchero to Pulling. Oh, Pulling came over the top of Hightower, and they're going to give it back to Seattle Pacific. Well, I could have sworn that had fallen out of bounds off of Seattle Pacific, but they gave it back to him. 13:33 to go after they finish wiping up the floor. Devin Weber standing next to me, the Penguin photographer. She's on hand. Got the big lens in her hand. 13:30 to go, fans. 44-40. Banchero's got it out on the left wing with a foot fake. He breaks in. Now kick back out to Downs. No look pass over to the right side. Three ball on the way. Seattle good. Jeff Downs, after being fed nicely by David Downs. 47-40 now, Seattle. Big advantage. Here's the runner, left side. Good play by Frick. Good left edge. Timeout's been called by the Argonauts. And speaking of the Argonauts, In the first half, the Argonauts were shooting 38%. Up close, 67% outside. By comparison, Seattle Pacific 40% and 44%. Those are your first half stats. 47-42, and we're back. 12:59 to go. Radio.Dominican.edu.
I am
a Dominican University athlete.
Dominican University of California proudly competes in the NCAA 2 division.
There's Ziegler, header, and it's in, goal, Penguins!
And the student athletes of Dominican University hold some of the highest GPAs on campus.
Just over the head, and it's in, Bratsburg with their second goal.
Give our athletes your support by attending games here at Dominican, or visit them on the web at www.dominicanathletics.com. You can also listen to Penguin Action Live via your smartphone or online at radio.dominican.edu.
All right, thank you very much, Hunter Horenstein. 12:56 to go. 47-42. Down low, Pulling's got it off the glass. Whistle two, yes? Foul is going to be called against Jeff Ford. That's his third with 12:50 to go. Pulling on the line. So Pulling converts the three-point play, and it's an eight-point game with 12:46 to go. The clock rolls. Notre Dame's got it way out on the right wing. Not much movement. Frick's got it. Frick passes it back off to Ford. Ford backs in, kicks back out. Now over to Victor Lee. Lee goes top of the key. Hightower now stripped away. Ford's got it. Oh, almost strolling away. Ford comes back up with it. He goes to the line. Ford off the glass, up and in. No. Taking down Hightower, back up, stolen away, Pulling with a rebound. Now Banchero, he goes all the way right side. Victor Lee is in his face. Lee's going to get the foul as Banchero drove to the line on the right side, and it is against Lee. Victor Lee is a 6'3" junior out of Pomona. Banchero will go back to the line at 12:13. Pacific. Up by eight. Banchero, good. Make it nine. Kellen Moll re-enters, a 6'8 sophomore. And Banchero will go again. And this one's deep. And it's taken down quickly by Sweet, but stripped away. Heads up move there by Lee to come up and under and steal it away. 9-point game now, 12 minutes to go, fans. Way out on the right wing, the Argonauts had it. Frick had it, and a foul. Jeff Downs now picks up his second. An immediate timeout has been called. You're listening to NC2A basketball? No. Not an immediate timeout. I thought it was immediate. Didn't they say immediate timeout? Got to be under 12. We are at 12 minutes exactly, fans. So there's no immediate timeout now. And now the ball's out of bounds. And now I believe there'll be immediate timeout. And I am correct. Under 12 with 11:57 exactly. You're listening to NC2A basketball, the radio home of the Penguins, broadcasting worldwide on radio.dominican.edu.
More than being able to go to the grocery store, or ride the bus alone, or do all the things that sighted people can do. To have a guide dog is to embrace all those little things in life, the experiences, the moments we often take for granted that give life joy and purpose.
Finding such a friend doesn't happen by itself. It happens because of all the passionate people at Guide Dogs for the Blind, the puppy raisers and dog trainers, the veterinarians, the volunteers, and everyone in between. You can help fulfill their mission by contributing today. It's only through generous support of donors and volunteers that they can continue their charitable work. For more information, visit their website at guidedogs.com.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.
All right, fans, that's the end of the timeout. It is 51-42. Coming up at 7:30 will be the St. Martin's University Saints against the Penguins. And you're listening to the Penguin Classic here on radio.dominican.edu, the Penguins home tournament. December 17th, 2010. Stuart Horn with you on radio.dominican.edu. Under 12, 51-42. Back in there for the Falcons, Modu Niang. Niang had about a minute or two in the first half, so he's pretty fresh. Number 55 is Niang. And he stands in there at the 6'10" Niang, a 240-pound junior. Argonauts now drive it in, and Ford from the right side on the baseline gets it to fall. 51-44, 11.5 to go. Now Modu Niang sets up a screen after he takes the pass. He flips it back, and now over to Niang, who pounds home the two-handed jam. And Modu Niang gets it to fall, 53-44. Play there by Modu Niang. Modu Niang with a tremendous rejection on the drifting Frick. Frick was on his way, and now they work it back down to the other end. And Jeff Dorman, the 6'2" junior out of Vancouver, Washington. He's a transfer from Clackamas Community College. He gets it to fall, and then a timeout. And there's 10:54 to go, 55-44. So it's a two-point game not that long ago. And now it's 11 in favor of Seattle. A timeout's been called right here on radio.dominican.edu. We're back in 30 seconds.
In 2010, the Dominican men's and women's soccer programs ended the season on the wrong foot, with disappointing losses to PacWest rival Notre Dame Dana Muir. In 2011, the Penguins, led by leading goal scorer junior Juliana G. Bradsburg and senior Pedro Guevara, looked to score early and score often throughout the 2011 season. Soccer director Jonathan Delano is excited about the upcoming spring season and also looking forward to the maturing of returning players in the 2011 season.
Groundbreaking on the Field of Dreams is hoped to start the spring 2011 semester and be completed midway through the fall 2011 season. Come cheer your Penguins to victory at the new stadium in Thor's Meadows.
Go Penguins!
10:54 to go, fans. Radio.dominican.edu. Game one, Penguin Classic. Here we go. In the backcourt, Notre Dame's got it. Dames better pick it up. 10:51 to go. Notre Dame's got it on the right wing. Now they drive it in. Back outside Ford. Now top of the key. They get it to Pettit. Back to Ford, top of the key. 16 on the shot. Now it on the right wing. Working it over there, Frick. Frick now with a stutter step to Ford. Three ball on the way. Very short. Back in the hands of Frick with the rebound. Frick at 6'6" is all over this court. Some offensive work, some good defensive work. Still an 11-point game with 10.5 to go. Frick at the line now after he went up for that one against three of the Seattles. He was fouled. Five fouls committed by Seattle. Check it. Three by Seattle, five by the Argonauts. First one by Frick is good. And Mullet in place of Hightower. Now Frick rattles in the second one. 55-46, Seattle. Jeff Dorman brings it up. Dorman playing the point to Modu Niang on the right wing. Modu Niang's got it at 6'10". Modu Niang now sets up a big screen, a three ball on the way. By Dorman is good. 58-46 is Modu Niang got in the way. Set up the screen. Gave Dorman a nice clean look. Modu Niang has only shot one time. And he
canned it. Now they working around the outside. Notre Dame's easily in there for two with Pyro. Pyro at 6'8". Just hammered that thing home. They work it down to the other end. A tremendous rejection by the Argonauts in the steal. With 9:23 to go as Banchero gets ready to come back in. 58-48. David Downs out. Mo Duniang out. Mole out. 10-point game in favor of Seattle. Banchero's back in there. Wouldn't be surprised to see him go the rest of the way. Now the falling away jumper by Josh Pettit is good. 58-59-12, down low to Poling. Oh, Poling with a turnaround, simple shot, no. Stolen away, Argonauts, with the rebound, I should say. Pettit now takes it around to the right wing. Pettit with a good foot fake against Banchero, off the glass, whistle. Let's see who they call it on. It's either going to be on Poling or Banchero. And it is on Banchero. Banchero picks up his first foul. 58-50, under 9 minutes to go. Pettit on the line. Pettit with the knees bent, and that one's good. Victor Lee re-enters. Pettit goes back to the line on the way and dead ball off the tongue and it falls. Under 9 minutes now, fans. 58-52. Notre Dame's right in this thing. Banchero's got it. He's directing traffic. He comes out the court on the right side. Then he drifts over way over to the left. Passes it off to Dorman, who goes three ball no. Back down with it. Who's got it? Loose ball. Everybody's on the ground. Jump ball timeout called by the Falcons. Heads up move there. 8:36 to go. 58-52. Argonauts trail. Game one. Penguin Classic Radio. Dominican.edu. You got a friend in me.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is DJ P-Yup from What Are You Talking About? And I'm going to tell you about DU Radio. Every week there are star-studded performances by student broadcasters on their radio show, such as Sports Night, What Are You Talking About, and The Hot Spot with DJ Juice.
Out every time Big Baby made a play, I wanted to punch Mike in the chest.
He's like an English bulldog.
Hey everybody, you are listening to The Hot Spot here with DJ Juice.
Dominican Radio covers all Penguin sports all the time, such as volleyball, softball, and the most popular basketball.
All right, thank you, DJ P. That's right, fans, radio.dominican.edu. And the quick up and in, Seattle Pacific converts. Good shot there by Jake Anderson. Fans, if you'd like to contact us, you can send us an email, radio@dominican.edu. Love to hear from you. radio@dominican.edu. 8:15 to go. 8-point game. Argonauts trail 60-52. And now it's a 5-point game as Tyler Frick hits a big three ball from about 22 feet. A couple feet beyond the arc, way out there in the right corner. Inside of 8 minutes. Here we go. 5-point game. Now Poling, left side, good. Boy, Seattle Pacific can work that thing down low to Poling every time. He is tough. He's had a couple of misses, but a bunch of makes. 62-55. Remember, tomorrow night, it'll be the Penguins and Seattle Pacific. That'll be at 7:30. The Saints and Notre Dame at 5:30. And the Penguin women at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Now Mullet scores for the Argo, 62-57. 7:20 to go. Tonight's nightcap will be the Penguins and the Saints at 7:30. About 38 minutes from now, scheduled tip-off time. Good up and under with a nice fake by Jeff Downs after the pass by Banchero.
64-57, trading baskets back and forth. Inside of 7 minutes now. Not a lot of whistles. On the left edge, Frick. He goes top of the key to Lee on the left wing, on the elbow, nowhere to go. Lee's got nothing doing. 64-57, 6:40 to go. Argonauts got it. Mullet's got it, 9. Mullet fakes right, goes left. Now goes left, up and in. No, he missed it on the left side. Flipped out by Seattle Pacific. Banchero's got it. Oh, almost a backcourt penalty, but no problem. Anderson goes top of the key. He goes up to Jeff Downs. 3-ball, no. Taken down by Lee. Lee wants to go at it himself. He turns around, flips it off. Good play there by Lee to Pettit. Now 3-ball on the way, right on the line by Frick. No short. 6:05 to go. 64-57, clock rolls, Banchero. Banchero at 6'1", plays big. Got a lot of points tonight, a lot of assists. Good shooter, Banchero. Anderson looked over to the right wing. There was nobody there. Now he sets up a screen for Banchero, who backs up with the buckle, 8 on the shot clock. Now he drives in a lane on the way. Ooh, he hit the deck very hard. Lee and Banchero are down. Banchero stays down. Now he's okay. He's up. Banchero with the wearing the mohawk tonight. Got to cut pretty tight on the sides. 5:40 to go, fans. An immediate timeout. That's us. You are listening to radio.dominican.edu. Penguin Classic Radio. Penguin Radio from Dominican University of California.
What's up, Doc?
Oh, hey, Bug. I was just about to talk about the communication department for the future students of Dominican.
Oh, there you are. I've been searching frantically for you everywhere.
Oh, good, Daffy. You can help, too. Bugs and I were just about to talk about the radio broadcast opportunities that Dominican has to offer.
Did you know that you could be your own, host your own radio show 1 hour a week?
Well, you talked me into it.
So if you like to talk as much as I do, then you definitely should go onto our website at radio.dominican.edu and check out what other radio broadcast majors are doing right now. So come and join us at Dominican's Communication Department. But I hate to say it, now it's time to say goodbye. Say goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye. That's all, folks.
5:40 to go, fans. Radio.dominican.edu. What an excellent game this game one has been at the Penguin Classic. 64-57. It looked early like Seattle Pacific was going to kill the Argonauts. And the Argonauts battled back early in the third quarter. Argonauts were down by only 2. Now it's a 7-point game with 5:40 to go. Banchero will go to the line when we resume. Both teams are back out on the floor now. So he takes position at the line. And the first one is good. Second one's on the way, and that one falls. Banchero's been very tough tonight. 5:36, and the clock rolls, fans. And the ball's kicked away by Victor Lee. And Seattle Pacific gets it back. The pass was intended for Lee, but it was just too low. It came off of his shin. And with 5 minutes and 5 seconds to go, Seattle Pacific and a 2-ball on the way, a big long 2-ball. By Scott Morse doesn't fall. Transition to the other end. And a whistle. Foul's now called on Morse, and that's his third. 66-57. That'll put Ford on the line.
Frick returns
Frick now is back in there for the last 4:57 for SPU. Morse back to the bench, 66-58. 4:57, Ford back on the line. On the way, back's been good. Seven-point game still. Seattle Pacific's managed to just stay in front just by the smallest of margins. Now pulling down low, good. Well, that pulling's been tough. The 6'11" sophomore out of Portland. Pulling with the quick hook. Now down low. Gets away from the Argos. They get it back. 4.5 to go. 68-59, Argonauts trail. Now from driving in from the top of the key, stolen away. Seattle Pacific's got it. Flings it over to the left side of the court just before falling out of bounds. It's good. 68-59, Argonauts with an unforced error there, and that's huge. Coming up on 4 minutes. Now the back and forth by Banchero. Tap back in by Poling. He'll get credit for the bucket as Banchero had missed it deep, but Poling was right there to tap it back home. Inside of four. 70-59. Ford now right side off the glass. Whistle. A little bit short. I think Ford may end up on the line once he gets up. Poling picks up his third. And another timeout has been called. It's a media timeout. You're listening to NC2A Basketball. Radio.Dominican.edu.
I listen to Penguin Radio nonstop.
I love the variety Penguin Radio has to offer.
I listen to Penguin Radio everywhere I go, even on my iPhone.
Damn, they got the illest DJs coming out of your speakers. You feel me?
Keep it locked here on radio.dominican.edu, home of Penguin Radio. If you didn't know, well, now you know.
In 2010, the Dominican men's and women's soccer programs ended the season on the wrong foot, with disappointing losses to PacWest rival Notre Dame Dana Muir. In 2011, the Penguins led by leading goal scorer junior Juliana G. Brasberg and senior.
All right, fans, you are listening to NC2A Basketball on radio.dominican.edu. This broadcast will be available for download. Podcast within 24 hours, always available on radio.dominican.edu. Coming up tonight, 7:30 scheduled. About 32 minutes from now, the Penguins and the Saints in the nightcap of day one of the Penguin Classic. It's an 11-point game, 70-59, Seattle Pacific, the Falcons. So Ford will go back to the line for Notre Dame. And he'll go for two. As he was fouled on the way in the bucket, didn't go. And it is on the way, and it does fall. 10-point game, 70-60. Seattle. Pettit's back in. On the way, Ford makes them both. Three games tomorrow, fans. The women play at 2 o'clock. Ford steals it away on the way in. Now they give it down low. Good play from Ford over to Frick. Actually got it off to Mollett and then to Frick, and it was good for two. And Pulig muffed it, had it for a second. Banchero now top of the key. They maintain control, Seattle. 3.5 to go. Banchero drives in at the free throw line. Now he gets it back down low. Now they kick it back outside. Just back to the top of the key, 15 seconds on the shot clock. Now allow low bounce pass to Pulick, to Banchero, passes it off, who picks up a raspberry on the left elbow. Skidding in, left part of his skin from his elbow on the somewhere in the key. Both teams with seven fouls, 3:19, two go. 70-63, Seattle, Banchero to the line. Banchero wears number one, and he's on the way, and it's deep, and Poling pulls it down, and then it's stripped away by the Argonauts. Argonauts are still very much alive in this thing. Down by seven, and now they throw it away. They get it back. Oh, boy. A lucky play there by Frick as he gave it away, and it ended up back in his hand somehow. Frick didn't know what he was looking at, and all of a sudden the ball was back in his face. Inside of three now, fans. Back off to Pettit. Three ball on the way, short. Notre Dame gives it up. Frick missed from 23. Have a deep one there. Now on top of the NC2A logo, and it's stripped away by Ford. Ford all alone, deep. They transition down. He goes up against Banchero, and Ford gets it to fall. And a goal 10. Ford's credited with the bucket, though it never fell. The goaltend was reached up by Ryan Sweet. He stuck his hand up through the net, knocked it out, but it was on its way. 2:25 to go, 70-65. Argonauts hanging very tough. Can the Argonauts pull this thing out? Seattle's led the entirety of this one, and Banchero gets wrapped up with Frick, and Frick reached behind him as Banchero broke past him. Frick with a foul, eighth, committed by Notre Dame, and Banchero go to back to the line. He's been pretty tough from the line. Banchero's a pretty cool customer, actually. 70-65 with 2:14 to go, Banchero on the way. Yes, now it's a six-point game. Now he looks up on it and makes this one. So with 2:13 to go, fans, coming down to it. Seven-point game. When Notre Dame's just shot themselves in the foot with fouls. Now a three ball by Frick. No, it's a long deuce. And a timeout's been called by Notre Dame. So we'll have a brief timeout, fans, with 2:01 to go. 72-67, Seattle Pacific Radio. Dominican.
GuideDogs.com.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is DJ P-Yup from What Are You Talking About? And I'm going to tell you about DU Radio. Every week there are star-studded performances by student broadcasters on their radio show, such as Sports Night, What Are You Talking About, and The Hotspot with DJ Juice.
Every time Big Baby made a play, I wanted to punch Mike in the chest.
He's like an English bulldog.
Hey, everybody, you are listening.
All right, 2:01 to go, fans. Radio.Dominican.edu. Seattle Pacific inbounds. Full court pressure. Oh, Pacific works it out. 1:55. They're just going to slow things down. Banchero's got it. 72-67. Seattle Pacific in control. Picks up a screen. Banchero's got it out by midcourt. Polig's got it. Now they go back down low to Downs. Back over to Banchero. Falling all over Banchero. Notre Dame's going pretty crazy here with 10 on the shot clock. They just want to eat it. Buck and a half to go now, fans. Good use of the clock. Driving in is Jeff Downs. And the foul is called against Stormont. Heard a lot of Stormont in the first half, not so much in the second half. Jeff down to the line. 90 seconds to play. 72-67. Nine team fouls committed by the Argonauts. This one falls. He's back on the line now, and the second one is right in the middle for Downs. Makes them both. 72-67, clock rolls. 85 seconds to go, fans, in this one. Pettit's got it. He goes out to the top of the key over to Mullet. Three ball, no. Stolen away. Oh, no, the Penguins are checking. The Argonauts have it. The Penguins couldn't be. The Penguins are not playing yet. Now they want to see a travel called against Notre Dame, but Puhal calls a timeout just as the player sliding along the floor. 74-67, 1:10 to go. Puau with the heads up call. Timeout's called. Radio.Dominican.edu. 1:10 to go. When we come back,
soccer director Jonathan Delano is excited about the upcoming spring season and also looking forward to the maturing of returning players in the 2011 season.
Groundbreaking on the Field of Dreams is hoped to start the spring 2011 semester and be completed midway through the fall 2011 season. Come cheer your Penguins to victory at the new stadium in Thor's Meadows.
Go Penguins!
NC2A basketball from the Conlin Center. Stuart Oren with you. Penguin Classic, 12-17-10. Happy holidays, everybody. 74-67. Seattle Pacific University, the Falcons in the house. Falcons will be taking on the Penguins tomorrow night at 7:30 to close out the tournament. Tonight is night number one. We're coming up on 1 minute. Argonauts have it. And they are in full pressure mode. Argonauts drive in right side, whistles. Aaron Mollett drove in. Foul is committed by Andy Pauling. Check it, that's on Sweet. And Sweet's, that's Sweet's first. The eighth committed by Seattle Pacific. Seattle Pacific's head coach is Ryan Looney. He's assisted by Grant Leap, Chris Filios, and Dan Downs. 74-67. Ball it to the line. He missed this one, and the Argonauts need everything right now. Victor Lee re-enters the game after Stormont goes back to the bench. Mullet with a second one on the way. And that one goes, one for two. 74-68, off ball on the inbounds. Seattle Pacific, foul committed against Downs on the inbound. Pettit, no time rolled off the clock. Not even 1 second came off the clock. Checa Banchero will be on the line. He'll shoot two. A third of a second has to come off the clock, but we're not to the point where it's counting in thirds yet. 3/10 of a second, I should say. Not down to tenths until it's inside of a minute. First one's good. 75-68 on the way. He makes them both. Banchero's been just ruthless against the Argonauts. 1 minute to go. Now it runs the tenth. With 57 seconds, long two ball. Argos, no. Poling comes down with it, and he's fouled immediately. With 52.9 to go. Andy Poling will go to the line. And Tyler Frick is called with a foul. So Poling will go to the line. 76-68. Poling's been just real tough on the Argos down low, and he misses this free throw. Very deep. Morris back in there. Morris for the Falcons. The second one goes down. And the clock rolls. 52 seconds. Ford's got it. 77-68. Tall order to come back from. And a long three ball by Ford falls. 45 seconds to go. Falcons will bring it in. And before the ball even comes in, foul is called on Josh Pettit. And that's the Pettit's fifth, and that takes him out of the game. Joshua Malloy will come in his place. Malloy's first minutes tonight. Shouldn't say minutes since we're inside of a minute to go. 44.2 seconds to go after Pettit fouls out. Banchero will go back to the line again. The 10th foul committed by the Argonauts. 8 committed by the Falcons. Banchero on the way deep.
on the way for the second, and that one's deep, but does fall. Somehow it rattles in off the back. And bringing it up is Malloy. Malloy to Ford, three ball on the way. Missed it right. Taken down Banchero. 33 seconds to go. Banchero gets wrapped up. No whistle. Seattle's calling for the foul. They don't get it, and finally they do. Exactly 30 seconds. Jeff Ford fouls out now with 30 seconds to go exactly. 78-71. Boy, if Ford knocks that one down. Seattle's sweating. But he missed it, and then the subsequent foul, and Banchero's back on the line. Ford made the big three ball right before that. I think everybody in the place thought Ford might have one there. 30 exactly, Banchero back on the line. He toes it in the center cut with his right foot and buries the first one. Pulling out, and Jake Anderson back in there for Seattle. 79-71, Banchero. To make it a 9-point game, he does. Bringing it up is Malloy. 25 seconds, top of the key. Gets it over to Cheyenne Lishman. Lishman goes three ball, no, to Mollett with the three ball. Good. 80-74. 15 seconds to go in the backcourt. With 15 and a half now. Jeff Downs. Downs will go to the line after the foul. Victor Lee with his third. 15.5 to go. Downs now on the way, and that's good. Banchero reaches in with a congratulatory tap on the rear. 15 and a half. Second one's good. 82-74. And now it looks like it's out of reach. With 10 and a half to go. Bucket by Malloy is good. Left side and a whistle. Banchero picks up his second foul. And Malloy, who's just entered the game, made a lot of noise. He's only been in there for 35 seconds so far. Didn't even have the warm-up jacket off. When Pettit fouled out, Malloy came in his place. 6 seconds now in the backcourt. Seattle Pacific's got it, creating all kinds of trouble. Stolen away. That'll do it, fans. Seattle Pacific, 82. Argonauts, 76. The final in game one in the Penguin Classic. Coming up, it'll be the Saints from St. Martin's University against the Penguins from Dominican University of California. Please stay with us on radio. Dominican.edu.
I am.